So, our topic today, it's an interesting one. You know, we're both really positive people. We're both glass half full type people, or even glass three quarters full when it's not. So, but I think, we're kind of sick of hearing everybody saying the sky is falling. There's gloom and doom everywhere in dentistry. This is the worst time ever to be a dentist, blah, 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 blah. And you took it to write a fantastic series of blogs about this topic and then thought it would be a great topic for an interview. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Your blog was called Stop with the Gloom and Doom. And we spoke about it, and then you suggested it would be a great topic for an audio series. So it sounds kind of negative. Why do you think it's a good topic for an audio series? What can people learn from talking about all this gloom and doom stuff?
Well, Rich, you're referring to a blog post that I put out there a couple of months ago, and I was reacting to what I feel is this continual, constant chatter and all these articles about the imminent demise of the practice of dentistry as we know it. Things like corporate dental practices coming into your neighborhood and stealing all of your patients, and how your overhead keeps increasing because of all these higher technology costs and steady upward pressure on staff wages and benefits, and some of the newer costs that are associated in dentistry now with compliance to government mandates like HIPAA plans and Medicare enrollment. And of course, we're always hearing about how dental insurance, dreaded dental insurance, is going to put us all out of business because their fees are so low and they're going lower. And most recently, I'm hearing about how the debt load of recent dental school graduates is so staggering that it's going to make it impossible for them to buy a dental practice. I couldn't disagree with that any more vehemently. I don't think that it's an issue at all in terms of the fact that I totally believe that we're in a seller's market, and your practice is very valuable. So, somebody saying to you that you're not going to be able to sell your practice, I think is total nonsense. And Rich, I'm sure you've heard more additional horror stories out there. I don't know why everybody seems to focus on it.
Well, it's funny. As you were going through that whole list of horror stories, I'm kind of reflecting back to when I first decided I wanted to apply to dental school. So that was in the late 70s. I started dental school in 1980. And I remember then there were horror stories. They said, fluoride's killed all dental decay. There's going to be a cure for periodontal disease. President Nixon phased out this and that. I mean, Nixon they're talking about, from that era. He destroyed dentistry. There are too many dentists. We're all going to be... I think the horror stories have just changed. Maybe they're a little bit different, but let's face it. I mean, everything you said is kind of true. I mean, dentists now are graduating $500,000 in debt. Corporate dentistry is huge. I mean, we were worried about mall dentistry back then, but now corporate dentistry is a reality, and there is HIPAA. There is all this stuff does exist. So, and then it kind of combines. So why aren't there people that are experiencing gloom and doom today?
All these things that I wrote about are true to some extent. But my point in that post was that I choose not to worry about what I can't control, but instead I'd rather take corrective action on what I might be able to control. So we've already talked about the fact, Rich, you are an optimist, I am an optimist. And I also feel very strongly that dentists who hire management consultants like me are also optimistic. And these are the people that I surround.